It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails, and tips. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Okay, oh. Our new vocalist there is Sade, who made it through to the final and won our X Factor version of auditions for that massive role. So fair play to her. Right, this is the girly quiz. Once a week, we put Dave to the test on all things girly. We're many years into this now, 2.5 or so, and we're still not running low on questions. I thought this week in particular, you know, solo sorting these, that it would be tough. Not at all. I banged them out in about 10 minutes.
Didn't really? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, very impressive.
Very easy thing to do. Listen, Dave has two lifelines in order for it to help him win the week. One's a simplify option, essentially a 50-50. The other is his phone a female, who is Sinead this morning.
Good
how
morning,
are
Sinead. How are you? Tell me you're there.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, thank God you're there.
I am, sorry.
Nearly gave me a heart attack there, Sinead. Sinead, question for you. What are you not good at when it comes to girly knowledge?
Everything. No, I'll give it up my best shot.
Have you ever, is there anything you're specifically good at? Like, what do you do for work? Like, is there anything to do with, like...
I'm an SNA for kids with autism.
Okay, that doesn't really help me here, unfortunately. But is there...
Listen, I have two kids, so anything birth, maybe.
Okay, very good. Sinead, that's all I need. Thank you.
Just so you know, Sinead, the girly quiz being with Beobel Beauty, who are a luxury cosmetics and tan brands that make contemporary glamour and beauty available to everyone, just for being there and being live with us this morning. Before you do another thing, you have won yourself a BBL Beauty hamper for you and a friend. So you're already sorted.
I'm so happy.
Okay, nice one. She's like, see ya.
Yeah.
No, hang on. Dave will definitely need you. As always, this is the girly quiz. We talk about ladies' stuff inside and out, if you know what I mean. So hands on the dial if it's kids in the car. And let's crack into this. Dave, question number one of the girly quiz this week. Molly May released a clothing line.
No.
In recent months.
No.
What's it called?
Damn it, is it called... No, it couldn't be called Maybe. Is it Maybe? It could be called Maybe.
Maybe it's Maybe is what you're saying, like, it could maybe
be Maybe. The reason I don't think it's Maybe is because that's very close to Maybelline. But
maybe
I have a feeling it's
maybe.
Maybe
it's Maybelline.
Or possibly, or something like that. Or
possibly. Potentially. Perhaps.
Is it the best makeup brand in the world? Possibly.
clothing line now, if that helps you at all.
Clothing line. Yeah. I think it's Maybe. But I can't. I don't have the confidence. And there's probably people screaming at the thing to go, yes, yeah, say that, or no, don't say that. But, oh, I need to be tactical here. I don't want to use... No, go on. Will I just go for it? Will I just do something mad and go for it?
Your call, hon.
Let's go for Maybe. Final answer.
Molly May released a clothing line in recent months. What's it called? You're saying Maybe, and you are absolutely... correct.
Yes! Let's go!
Spelled M-A-E for Molly May, B.
Oh, for Bambi.
Well, no, Maybe. Her
yeah, M-A-B
May.
For Molly May, and B, Bambi is her daughter.
That's it then.
There you go.
You figured it out. You've blown this wide open.
There's no maybe T in there, is there, Tommy? Huh? I'm with the girls on this one.
Such a feminist. Oh my God, I can't cope. It's actually exhausting.
It's actually ridiculous what he did to her. It's disgusting.
Wasn't good enough for anyway, was it? All right, Dave, question number two. I would not use your 50-50 here because it's a 50-50 question.
Okay.
Dave, some women may choose to curl their eyelashes with an eyelash curler alongside mascara to elevate the look.
Yeah.
But which must be done first? The eyelash curler or the mascara?
Oh, there's no way you're clamping mascara. I don't think you'd clamp mascara.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Because I feel like the mascara would just get on the clamp. However, I'm not entirely sure. But it's a 50-50, that's the thing. So I don't want to... I'm sorry, Sinead, and I know you probably have to go to work, but I don't want to call you in just yet, if that's okay with you. I think I can guess this. So, the clamp, why would you do the...
Clamp now, I don't know where you're getting clamp from.
Well, you know the clamp I'm talking about.
Yeah,
like,
I do. The clamp. How are you? Do you have a clamp, please, for your lashes?
The clamp thing, I'd imagine you'd do that first. And then you do. Yeah, it has to be that. I'd say we're clamping first and then we're mascaraing.
Can I just understand your logic here?
So, you clamp You clamp because it'll curl the eyelashes up first. Although maybe do you need the mascara as a little bit of like almost like hair gel, do you know? And it like keeps it up there.
Get what you're saying, yeah.
And then you clamp it.
Interesting.
Right, do you know what? I'm gonna completely rescind on what I said. I'm gonna go back to Sinead.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm gonna call her in.
Morning, Sinead, how are you?
Sinead, good morning, how are we?
Good, how are you?
We're really good. All right, Sinead, 30 seconds on the clock, and I'm dying for you to tell me, what do I do first? Do I do mascara first, or do I do the thing that I'm calling a clamp?
The eyelash curl.
That one.
I'd curl before mascara.
You'd curl before mascara. So it's basically what I was saying, I just didn't have the confidence to go for it, right? Okay, so you would get the little eyelash curler, you put it on your eyelashes, you'd clamp it up and they'd spring up, and then you'd put the mascara on to like wipe it up.
Yes.
All right, Sinead.
I hope.
I trust you. I hope you're not a maverick doing this makeup tutorial thing completely on your own when everyone else is doing it the other way. Let's go for Sinead's answer. Final answer.
I can reveal, Sinead and Dave, you're absolutely correct.
Yes. Nice one, Sinead. Thank you so much. Well done you. I didn't know. I wasn't confident. You have just won yourself a Beabel beauty hamper for you and a friend. You won that anyway before you even answered the question correctly. Congratulations.
Well done, girl.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day, Sinead.
Bye-bye. Reasons for that, I suppose, a couple of things. One, when the mascara hardens and then you were to put the clamp on it, you are at risk of actually chopping your lashes in half. That's one. Another reason is it could clump your mascara afterwards. To be honest, sometimes I'm a devil and I do it after because I use the whole, like, it's more girthy.
Do you know what put me off?
But I always have the awful fear that today is going to be the day that I chop my lashes off.
What put me off was you saying, what's your thought process on that? Because I was like, oh, maybe that has to be wrong then. I completely went, I'm fuming.
Oh, I love messing with you.
I'm fuming.
All right, listen, 2 out of 2.
I'm on the third question and I have a 50-50 left.
Dave, prior to an engagement, a woman might be given another ring that symbolises commitment.
Prior means after.
Prior before.
Prior before is before an engagement, okay.
Before an engagement, a woman might be given another ring to symbolise commitment. What's it called?
Is it a band? No.
Band?
Yeah, like, you know the way maybe you get, like, a wedding band.
Well, I'll give you an example.
Sure.
About a year, maybe even more, before my sister and her husband got engaged.
Oh.
He would have given her one of these rings when she was pregnant with her first baba.
So it's not like a... Yeah.
It's not like we're getting married. It's like, listen, this is... I'm very committed to this.
It's almost like a promise. That you're gonna stick with them. Right? What would you call that?
Thank you.
I'm gonna have to say, final answer, a promise ring.
Why should you think that?
Pretty sure the Jonas Brothers all had one.
That was not a promise ring.
Wasn't it?
That was, I promise not to have things. Until I'm, like, married or something.
All right. Well, that's still a promise ring.
Chastity, but yeah, it was like a chastity ring.
Yeah,
yeah. That's it. Not quite the same thing, but...
But promise ring.
You're absolutely great.
Come on.
Beautiful day.
What a wonderful girly quiz. Just each question better than the last.
Do you think so?
Loved it. So good.
And do you know what, statistics wise, Dave? This has turned the year around for you.
Oh.
You're now level. It's 3-3.
Let's
so
go,
three
baby.
Wins and three losses.
Beautiful.
Emma, some feedback for you. You're too nice. You're too nice.
What do you mean I'm too nice?
You're just helping him win.
How?
He came from the whole thing of the promise ring.
Yeah. I knew it was a promise ring straight away. Just playing with
it. We are down the female that would normally be a real bitch.
Yeah.
So maybe I need to up the ante.
It's a quiz with Beabel, the original tan meets skincare as seen in Vogue. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
It spins fully charged, recharged.